Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
One is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Go ahead, you go first.
Okay, did you pull up some ABBA songs?
I
also
did.
Because I want to talk through that also.
I did.
I am an ABBA fan. That would have been an incredible concert to have seen. Oh, Hall of Famers. Oh, really good. How I see the song, Steve, and I want you guys to picture this. This hit me just like, okay, where's this song fit? I wouldn't have it as a walk-up. The song, if this song was playing, when you segue at a wedding now, mm-hmm. and you segue from, okay, the wedding is over, they've just opened up the bar, and the bridal, everyone's going to get photos taken.
Okay.
So now this song is playing.
Happy.
Everybody's happy.
Yeah,
you're walking up to the bar, you're kind of like, you're talking to the bartender, you're getting something, I mean... That is that song. It's not
God,
such a walk
good up. One.
It fits right when they open the bar at a wedding venue right after the nuptials are over, and that would just be incredible.
Good one.
To do that. I feel really good about that. I didn't see Waterloo coming today.
Oh. It's a Friday song, right?
Didn't see it coming at all. 8999.
Oh.
Love it. Yes.
8999 for Waterloo, and it was 1975.
1975. Oh. That's just,
it's just freak talent.
Freak talent.
Freak. I mean, they're just certain people in the world that possess talent that is extraordinary, and then they become legendary, and that's what ABBA did. They took full advantage of their talent, and that's, I mean, they probably have, I don't know, maybe nine songs that are in the nines. I can get that in the nines. When a song comes on, it makes you feel good. It's a great song.
You don't turn it.
No. It's any time of the day, any weather. It's really
Waterloo.
Good.
Waterloo. I mean, just play it again, Jake.
I wish I could.
You could?
I wish I could. Right now.
Fernando's a good one. I heard Fernando the other night.
Take a Chance.
No, Take a Chance is a good one.
Take a Chance.
Dancing Queen, of course.
Yes.
There's songs that you sort of forget that are really good, like Waterloo. I mean, Waterloo's a song you kind of
knowing
forget.
Me, knowing you.
Yeah, knowing right? Yes.
Is there an SOS? Is there an SOS?
SOS,
yeah.
Yes.
SOS is really good.
Really good. They're all really good.
There's so many good songs.
I just
can't
imagine 1975. Where were you going to the ABBA concert at the Civic?
Oh.
Yeah, imagine that. Just
that'd be a good night right there. That'd be an excellent night.
Think they're gonna play SOS?
God.
Yeah, it's coming up next.
God. I can go. I'm not trying to upstage you. I'm just going to give it a little bump to it in a 9.
Be your own person, Steve.
9.1115.
Nice. Okay, let's
think
see.
Rudy would like that. So.
Rudy's going to be not as much. I think Rudy's going to be a 6.4.
8.2.
Wow, Rudy.
Attaboy, Rudy.
Rudy.
Rudy from San Antonio.
San Antonio.
It's a proper score for ABBA. Thank you, Rudy.
Thank you, Rudy.
What do you give it, Jake?
Oh, that's a 9.5.
Yeah. Jake, that's a 9.5.
Come on. That's a good Friday song.
That's a really good Friday song.
Interesting choice by you.
Anything at all from the text line, Jake.
I'm stunned by the early text here.
Uh-oh.
Because I thought we'd be all
1975.
High. Here's the early text now. John, 9. Sean, 8.9. Good start. Then it goes downhill. Active Duty Husker, 4. Bill and Bennett, 5.2. Jake and Hickman, 3.5. Matt, solid 1 on that one.
Solid.
What am I missing here? 8.5, Rick from Wahoo.
Thank you.
Corey and Lincoln, 4. Who and Clever? 2! For Waterloo. Bird.
Be better. It's Waterloo. It's 1975.
What? Bird?
Tater. I almost turned it off immediately. 0.012.
Huh.
What am I missing here?
I think there's a lot of people that prefer something that's a little more rugged. You know,
I play a lot of rugged songs.
Like Walk This Way by Aerosmith or something like that.
I'm telling you, it's ABBA.
You do play a lot of rugged. I
play a lot of rugged. Yeah, you did. I'm surprised by the texter's response so far. Now, Gavin is trying to pull a fast one on us here.
Gavin from Pender?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Now, because he types in, you know, Gavin from Pender every day, he says Gavin in New Hampshire. Could we ask for New Hampshire listeners? I don't think so, Gavin. I see right through you. I can see your text here. Gavin and Pender. Gavin in New Hampshire. Pulling a fast one on us.
Wow.
I appreciate the try, but I see right through you, Gavin. Unless you're on vacation. Yeah. That's different. What a vacation spot.
What was his score?
5.5.
Gavin, be better.
It's a little low. We got a zero. Got the Bandit is a 3. Iowa Husker Tom, 3.4.
They're low.
I'm shocked by this.
I'm shocked at this.
Sanderson says, I've never heard this song before.
That's
which
the
is
most
weird.
Shocking thing I've heard yet. They've never heard this song before.
Sanderson's never heard it.
Wait a second. That can't be true.
That can't be true.
He's same age as
Hold it. We've had, there's been two startling things that have happened. One, Sanderson says he's never heard this, and Schaefer said he'd never heard the song Convoy.
Yep.
He'd never heard the song Convoy.
Which one's the most egregious?
Convoy is still the most egregious. That was such an epic song.
Sanderson did grow up in the time of Waterloo. Yeah. Sanderson was your guys' age when Waterloo came out. Yeah. Still is your age.
If you hadn't heard Waterloo and let's just say that you're Rudy, that wouldn't freak me out. I'd be like, that could happen.
We get that.
Yeah, I don't Not you, that. Sanderson.
Come on.
You'd never heard it on a radio?
That's, I don't understand. Yeah. That's why.
They would play that. I guarantee it's been on a radio, Sandy, while you were around a radio, and maybe you just didn't pick up.
1975.
Travis Aiken says, what was that? Jake, are you sick? 0.09.
It's not.
No, I'm actually in a great mood.
Great mood.
You are.
Jake played the piano, too.
I did. Played the piano. Someone says, the text line is wrong. Waterloo is a 10 plus 1.
Yes.
These are bad scores. Mm. Good song, Jake.
Surprising scores.
Surprising.
Low. Like Bert.
I think you had to have this. I think there was times when you didn't know. I appreciate ABBA way more now, probably, than I did right at the time. Hmm. Now it's more like that. The musical genius you figure out as time goes on. Like, wow, they were incredible.
Yeah, when you were like a rough, tough Pender quarterback, you probably weren't jamming to ABBA all that.
We didn't get off the bus to ABBA, I don't think.
Maybe in the room. YouTube 7.4, Robert Troy 7.5, Nelson Montana 7, Chris a 1, Bolt not ABBA's best 5.75 from Bolt, Genghis Bolt. 5, Marcus 0 on YouTube, Clam Dog 7.5,
Clam
Evan,
Dog, thank you
4.8. I'm surprised by the scores, but
breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You guys, and Rudy, great scores on Waterloo by ABBA. It is time, without further ado, for Aging Gracefully, sponsored by Treads Central Tire Pros, the Palace of Tires, just south of Cortland on Highway 77. Go see Ron and the team for all your tire options there. We need them.
Okay,
Steph,
headline.
You are the man of the hour.
Yeah, headline. No, next 7 minutes, let's just keep it at that. Even as the world gets torn asunder, you can still be filled with wonder.
One more time.
Even as the world is torn asunder, you can still be filled with wonder.
Okay.
We're living in a strange world, but I'll tell you this emanated out of was it? And I know people get a little tired of my frequent discussions with Bill Moose, but we had about a 90-minute discussion yesterday. He's incredible. What's happening is he's writing a book. He's not calling me to tout his book, but I'm telling you, this book is going to be fascinating. It is and part of the reason it's fascinating, and Bill would appreciate this, again, master storyteller. It's incredible. The stories he tells me over the phone freak me out. Why will the book sell? Well, he got a publisher. He had no problem getting a publisher, trust me. In fact, he turned down a big publisher. The book is going to be interesting because of his because of his association with Phil Knight, which is a love-hate relationship, but fascinating. In the stuff that he lays out, his dealings with Knight, I mean, that alone would sell a book. But he's also has the Leach angle, which is a those guys, the stories he tells about he and Leach, first of all, I don't know how they ever got anything done, but they did. I mean, Leach did really well at Washington State. But, you know, just everything from Leach showing up to his interview in Key West with a – he had a V-neck white T-shirt on.
For his official interview.
Yeah, for his official interview. Bill had told him you can be casual. But he took it to a higher level. He rode up on a bicycle.
Bicycle.
Because he didn't have a car. He said, I don't have a car. So, but anyway, then – so you have the Leach angle. You have the Knight angle, which the stories are incredible that he tells me. I mean, he's not told a lot of them. He's never in print. Now they're all going to be in print. Plus the Nebraska stuff. We'll have five shows on the Nebraska stuff. There's going to be stuff that surprises people. I mean, he won't mind me. He doesn't want me talking about the like particulars about the book, for obvious reasons. But I'm just telling you, there's going to be stuff about Nebraska that it's going to be newsworthy. Let's put it that way. And very interesting. And he tells it very well. He enjoyed his experience here. I guess the one thing I said, and he doesn't mind me saying this, is it will explain his why he left. There's an explanation here. It's pretty interesting. So, but what I was filled with wonder, Bill Moose is just filled with wonder. I mean, the reason he's a good writer, and I'm not this guy. So when I talk to him, I always feel sort of deficient because he picks up on everything. He knows what was in the room during certain conversations. He picks up on body language really well, mannerisms, and he describes them really well. He remembers everything, and he took very detailed notes throughout his career. Matt reams and reams of notes, and they're very extraordinarily detailed. I've never really done that. You know, I've a little bit here and there, but so the book is going to be magnificent. And in mid to late summer, it'll be out. So I think by the end of the summer, he wants to get it out before the football season.
Tell him we'd like that thing right after July 4th, because that's kind of a down
time. It's perfect time for
we'd
it.
We'd like to have it at that time.
Yeah, it'll be good. I mean, he's read me parts of it. I'm always, when we enter into the conversation, it's like, I don't have a lot of time for you to be reading me chapters of your book. To listen to this.
It's like books on tape.
Right. Like, but when he starts to read it, you're like, oh my God, Bill, he read some stuff about Phil Knight, their initial meetings to me yesterday. I just wanted him to keep reading. It was, his relationship with Phil Knight was interesting.
Did you tell him that, hey, don't stop, keep reading?
I have to make a trip today. I'm going out to Cozad.
Okay.
Tonight, and to be in a golf tournament, Jake.
But the one he did last year.
Yes, with Jared Crick. And so
you're going out to Cozad to play golf?
Going to Cozad, and I would love to drive to Cozad with Bill Moose on my Bluetooth.
You would.
And have him reading to me.
You would.
Not books.
You're not talking to him. You're just listening to him.
Bill, if you please, start with chapter one. And I would drive all the way to Cozad, and he would just read to me.
Or just tell you stories.
Yes.
He's really a good storyteller, and he does. His career was very interesting. I mean,
audiobook.
Oh, I mean, he'll talk about I can't give you particulars, but even how he was hired at Nebraska was interesting. I didn't know they interviewed four other sitting power, four ADs. He won't mind me saying that. Not the names. I can't say the names. But there's just stuff like that he's going to drop in there. That'll be interesting. But the bottom line is he's just still filled with wonder. And I'll tell you something right now. There were leaders at Nebraska that didn't like me how often I was talking to Moose. Ronnie Green hated it. Ronnie Green doesn't like me to this day. And mostly it's because I talked to Moose so much. But me and Moose we talk because it was fun.
You guys were buddies.
Yeah, I mean, he's uproariously funny. I mean, he's hilarious. So a lot of it's just that. But, I mean, he's just an interesting guy, you know, so it's easy to talk to him. I can't wait for the book to come.
I can't either. You're really teasing it well.
Yeah. Well, I kind of hate to do it because people are going to say, what are you on his payroll? No, I'm not. I won't get anything from this, you know. I haven't...
Get a free book.
Except for a book.
I don't even know if I'll get... I'm not going to ask for a free book. I'll happily buy one. But that was it.
What was the headline against it?
Yes.
Even as the world is torn asunder, you can still be filled with wonder.
That is Aging Gracefully, sponsored by Tread Central Tire Pros, the Palace of Tires just south of Cortland and Highway 77. When we come back, hour two, an update on Nebraska baseball starting the postseason today in Chapel Hill. That's next, an early break in the Ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.